This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Cutting it closer and closer. I've just made it. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Live with us is our international correspondent, Gwyneth Isaacs, in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm pretty frosted. I am. Everything's going wrong. We got a call from Discover, the credit card company, and they said, did you order some food from Grubhub? And I said, it doesn't sound like us, does it? They said, no, that's why we declined the purchase. And these games, did you order these games? I said, doesn't sound like us, does it? No, that's why we declined the purchase. So Discover's on, and I'm talking about the credit card company, they're on top of it. And they called us twice yesterday morning, and they shut down our credit card purchases because someone hacked us. Now, I don't go out very much. Really. And I'm not reckless with credit cards. I don't, lend them to people. So someone hacked it, and they tried stealing from us. And that's one thing. And then, of course, there's the Citgo Orsland fiasco with the tractor hydraulic fluid, and those attorneys are dragging their feet, and they are reluctant to settle up on these claims. And that kind of frosts me. And depending on what they do, whether they treat me properly or not, if they don't, I am going to make public all of the credits that are deserved for all the criminals who are involved in destroying the American small family farmer with tractor hydraulic fluid. So yesterday we used my brand new 2001 truck with the brand new clutch in it that's made in Chicom. And you step on the clutch, and the clutch pressure plate breaks. Now, all you have to do is take out the drive shaft, the cross member that holds the transmission, take the transmission out, unbolt part of the interior so you can get the stick shift out, because stick shift's like 2.5 feet long, 3 feet long. Take all that out, take the transmission out, take the pressure plate out, realign the new clutch disc, and put in a brand new Chinese pressure plate. These parts are failing like crazy, and I think like one out of four Chicom parts for the automotive industry fails prematurely. That's my guess. I'm livid. Absolutely livid. I'm sick of working on these cars, fixing them, because the replacement parts are absolute junk. And then we have people stealing from us. The president doesn't know which way is up. We've got Congress doesn't know which way is up. They lie to us. The media lies to us. Everything is going wrong. And then we have 7 inches of rain, and our driveway disappears, and a calf and mama cow die. Not just us, but our neighbors, the same thing. We get a call from our neighbor, and she's stuck in the mud. Where? Because she's trying to feed her cows. Nothing is normal anymore. And then we've got Elon Musk, who's polluting the skies, the ground, and people think, boy, these Tesla cars are great. Even when they drive into the back of a tractor trailer and try to drive under a tractor trailer while they're going down the road in this semi-autopilot mode, and they kill the, and Elon Musk and company kills the occupants of the car. So how are you doing?
Mice.
They're taking over the world. They're taking over the world, right?
Yep. Around here, they haven't got up to plague proportions yet. But we're trapping between 6 and 10 mice a day around here. And in other parts of Australia, they are in plague proportions. You know, I don't know what's happening with them. Nobody knows what's happening with them. They've just decided that they're going to go crazy. So that we've got we've got three live catch traps, and they can hold a maximum of 10 mice at a time. And I think that we are gradually getting on top of the mice, but if they are left unchecked, they will very rapidly breed. A little while back, one of the mice gave birth within the trap, and she gave birth to around about 8 babies inside the mouse trap. This is a live capture trap. Oh my gosh, I might send a photo of one to you in a moment. But yeah, she gave birth inside the trap. How's that? I've never seen that happen before. And of course, when the mice are in the live capture trap, we don't just take them up to the forest and let them go. They get euthanized. So that's, we've got to reduce the numbers, and letting them go up in the forest is just not an option, because they will find their way back to the house. And so it's a waste of time. So that the mice, when they, when they get caught in the trap, they get euthanized. But I like the live capture trap because it can trap more than one mouse at a time. They can catch a maximum of about 10 mice. But, yeah, in other parts of Australia at the moment, they are at carpets of mice level. So at least you don't have that problem, Vincent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, actually, in the United States, we do. Here's what happened. Because of the corona panic, people stopped going to restaurants. Of course, the governors and the mayors and et cetera, and the federal government shut down, opened up, shut down. And restaurants went out of business. And then the mice and rats came out of the woodwork. And they're a plague to the cities. That's really happened. And it's all over the country in the United States. I'm sure it's all over the world as a result of the corona panic. But as far as I remember, the Black Death, we're talking about Y pestis, Yersinia pestis. If I'm not mistaken, it was rats and fleas and mice and germs that, almost wiped out Europe, right? In the Black Plague, the death. Yeah.
Yep.
So it was a serious time. So mice, they're cute and all that, but they're a problem. And farmers hate them, because what they do is they eat hoses. They eat vacuum hoses. They eat fuel lines. They set up nests in air cleaners. And, let's say you park your vehicle in the barn. They look for a nice warm place. They find an opening in the engine compartment under the hood. They crawl into the air cleaner. They said, "Oh, it's a great place. I mean, it's nice and warm. It's rainproof." And they set up shop, and they bring straw, and then they find insulation from wires that they can chop up and make more nesting with it. And then what you do is you put your ignition key in the vehicle, and you start it up, and then you suck all of that wire insulation into the combustion chamber, and now your engine won't run. So, and that's tractors and cars and trucks. We hate these mice. They're a real problem. And that's why we have tax deductions here at the farm, and they're called CATs. So literally, if the IRS wants to give us a hard time and say, "You can't deduct your cat," I can say, "Absolutely, I can." And because they are farm animals, and they have a purpose. They have a bigger purpose than the IRS does.
Yeah. I think that part of the problem here in Australia is that they have made it harder and harder and harder for people to own cats. You would not believe. I mean, I'm not in favour of government regulation, especially ones as stupid as, monitoring the activities of cats. But a lot of people in urban and suburban Australia, they do take these regulations seriously, and they, according to the government regulations, your cats are not allowed to free range outside. That's according to the government regulations, which I think is a stupid set of government regulations. And as well as that, they have, really made life very, very difficult for cat breeders, which means that cats have become insanely expensive, and dogs as well. But we have our own dogs, and from time to time they propagate themselves. So I've got a pup outside the window, by the way. And she can hear me talking, and she just wants to join in the conversation. So I can't let her off because she'll run off up through the forest.
I can tell you this.
She just wants to say hi, so you can probably hear her yapping in the background.
Well, I would say, Gwyneth, I would say she's the pup heard round the world. Yeah, really. Yeah.
And she's just being trained how to be on a chain at night.
Mm-hmm.
And she hates it.
I'll bet.
You've got to do this because she was very, very fond of chasing kangaroos all over the neighborhood in the middle of the night, and you can't have that. So instead, and because she's by my window, she gets to be near me at night, so most of the time that keeps her quiet because she knows that I'm right here. But she's a Kelpie Cross, Australian Kelpie Cross Jack Russell, and that means that she's very, very, very intelligent. You'll hardly get a more intelligent dog in the world than the Australian Kelpie. So she looks like a Kelpie, but she's the size of a Jack Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And she's vocal.
Can you think of a good use for mice? I mean, is there, what do you do with them? I mean, other than, we would euthanize them and then we'd put them in the fire and we'd, burn them up. Not alive, but, once they're not alive, burn up the carcasses.
Dogs enjoy eating them.
Yeah, but, there's a risk. There's a risk with disease, right?
I don't know. They eat so much stuff that's probably a risk of disease anyway.
There's a term.
If they're unsupervised, but if they're out and about and they find a kangaroo carcass, for instance, they're going to have a go at the kangaroo carcass.
Sure. Well, there's a term that the veterinarians in Missouri have, and it's called garbage gut. And that's what happens when dogs eat, these wild carcasses that have, been rotting in the sun. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Plus tomorrow, Kathy will be with us, and we'll be talking about home improvements the way we do it. And I think you'll learn a lot about how to select items for your house. And we're not talking about spending money needlessly, but we're going to give you food for thought. And it may not be something that you can use immediately, but if you pay attention in class, you will remember what we say and or what we've said, and you will be better off in the future. There's no question about it. And then, let's see, then Thursday... That's tomorrow. Then Friday, Kyle and I are going to talk about how to buy tires. And I talked to Bert about that over the phone, and he said, hey, Vin, everybody needs to know how to buy tires. That's something that everybody needs to know. I said, well, yeah, okay, I agree with that. So Kyle and I are going to teach you how to buy tires. Now, it's not hype, and you may find that what we have to say is completely different from what you've been taught. And when you learn this, you will never trust, never, ever, ever trust the guy behind the counter at the tire place, whether it be the Chinese factory outlet or any other tire outlet. You won't trust him anymore after we tell you. We'll teach you tomorrow's class. And then Bert's going to be talking about 6G and what that's all about. So that's tomorrow and Friday. What else do you have for us?
Okay, what I would like to really talk about today is trees, if you don't mind, especially fruit trees. And I don't know how many people in the class are having to deal with living in a arid or semi-arid climate. But there's a reason why we live here, where we live. Many, many years ago, when I was looking to buy a farm here in Victoria, I looked at farmland that was beautifully lush and green and beautiful and good rainfall. And, you know, there is farmland in Australia like that. There's farmland in Victoria like that. And, you know, just beautiful hills and all the rest of it. But it had a problem. It was too expensive. And I couldn't do it. I looked in the real estate in this particular town that really, really took my fancy. I really liked this town. But there was no farms within my budget in this town, and it really broke my heart at the time. So anyway, I went online and I saw this place, this farm, and it was well within my budget. And but the thing is, it was up in, you know, north central Victoria, which is semi-arid. That's getting towards a, they have a line in Australia, and it's a line on a map, okay? But south of the line, you get good rainfall, and you get conditions that would be something similar to, I don't know, the south of the United States, you know, except maybe a bit frostier, because it's a bit further south than what the the south of the United States is north, if that makes sense, because we're in the opposite hemisphere. So it's a little bit further south than that. But there's a line on a map, and that's called the Goyder line. That's G-O-Y-D-E-R line. South of the Goyder line, you get, it's named after a man by the name of Mr. Goyder, who was an early explorer who was the first person to notice this particular phenomenon. Early on, he was a surveyor, and he went all over the countryside in Victoria and in South Australia, and the Goyder line stretches all the way from Victoria, runs all the way through Victoria and into South Australia. And anyway, what it is south of the Goyder line, you get good rainfall, and you have the capacity to do crops, and you can do farming easily. North of the Goyder line, it's not so. Guess which side of the Goyder line we are? We're north of the Goyder line.
Yeah, we're on the same side. We're on the same side, yep. Where land is a little less expensive. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at 3 different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime, As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the 3%ers, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
A government agency is reporting Russia and Iran tried to get into your head and influence how you would vote. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
Hassan Rouhani is the president of Iran since the summer of 2013. An amateur treasure hunter, Kathy Giles, has uncovered a hoard of Viking artifacts that is believed to have been buried on the Isle of Man more than 1,000 years ago. The collection includes a large silver brooch and a very rare solid gold armband. The Isle of Man is between the United Kingdom and Ireland in the Irish Sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Farmland, and it's all over the place. But here in Missouri, the highest cost per acre, and this is 2017 prices, so 4 years old. But in 2017, the highest cost per acre in any county in Missouri was $5,600 an acre. And the lowest cost is $1,900 an acre. And in the county where our farm is, it's just off the bottom by a little over 10%. It's around $2,200 an acre as of 2017. So the prices are different now, and they've gone up. But we live in a low-cost area, and there are no amenities here. There's no town government. There are no traffic lights in our little town. now in the county, it is a county government, but in terms of our little hamlet, our town, our little village, there's no police, there are no sidewalks, there are no streetlights, there's no garbage collection, there's no dog catchers, no cat catcher, none of that. We don't have any of that. We don't even, all we have is the county police. And, they'll come, eventually. They're pretty far away, which is the way we like it. We don't need the police here. We take care of ourselves. So I think what Gwyneth is talking about is if you want to save some money on some land and taxes, you avoid all those amenities like streetlights and town governments and the mayor and the secretary and the assistant mayor and the assistant mayor and then whoever actually does the work. You hire those guys too. And so we don't have any of that. And so if the road falls apart, we can either wait for the county to show up or we can take our backhoe and we can fix it. That's kind of what it's like around here, Gwyneth. Not much happening, and that's the way we like it. How about you?
Well, the municipality around here is absolutely rabid. They're horrible, and I hate them. But we don't really have much to do with each other. But the advantage of living around here, and ditto for the police, the Victoria Police have now gained an international reputation of being one of the most fascistic police services in the world, and I'm really glad that everybody else is now aware of how bad they are. And our particular little municipality, if the police misbehave in the big town, they don't get fired. They get sent out here. So we get all the ragtag rat bags from in the big town of Bendigo that got themselves into trouble through misbehaving out there. And for whatever reason, they don't get fired. They get sent out to the middle of nowhere to be the police for the middle of nowhere, which is here. And apparently we don't matter because nobody lives out here, Vincent. And, so everybody else seems to think. But there's really poor cell phone reception. At the moment I am on a Skype connection, but I've got my cell phone on a particular window and it's hot spotting the signal to my laptop, and I'm actually lying in my bed because it feels a bit more comfortable at the moment lying on my bed than sitting on a high little stool next to the window, next to my telephone, cell phone by the window, which would be the other option for me. So I've found that I can do this. And that's how I'm doing it at the moment. But, yeah, the amenities in such areas tend to be poorer. And the reason why property values are low around here is people don't want to live here because they don't want to have to deal with the municipality around here. They really are that bad. They're notorious. They're one of the worst municipalities in the whole state to have to deal with. So we have the opposite problem than what you have. Boss Hogg and the Hazard County government would make our guys look really good. What I'm saying is our guys are worse than what you'd find in Hazard County. Okay? the Dukes of Hazard. You would rather live in Hazard County than live around here because they are so awful. What they do is they fine people for having shipping containers sitting in their paddocks on their farms. How's that?
That's crazy.
Fine people for having caravans sitting on their paddocks, on their farms, because they think that it makes the paddock look messy, but it's so blatantly a extortion racket. because farmers use shipping containers for storage on their farms because they
It's a great way to do it. They're portable. Yeah, and they're watertight, and they're strong, and they're inexpensive. And that's what farmers like. Farmers like durable, inexpensive, portable. So we do.
Yeah. But lately, the Loddonshire Council has been fining farmers and other landholders for having shipping containers on their paddocks. And they sent out 40 of these fines in 1 year, which was 2018-2019 financial year, you know. And it made it into the local little newspaper that circulates around here. But I read that and it made my blood boil. It really, really made my blood boil because, you know, I've had my own issues with the... And I think I've mentioned on air before, they issued a fraudulent court order against me. And when I told a particular staff member at the municipality that I would sue her into bankruptcy, she sent the Victoria Police around here. And she sent 6 of them around here, and they trespassed on my land and behaved in a completely thuggish manner. And they coercion, which means by force of arms, they put an undertaking of bail on me. So they put me on bail for doing nothing. And then they, oh, my gosh. She put a restraining order on me because I threatened to sue her into bankruptcy. And just the whole language, she said that I had been issuing threats against her. There was only one threat I made against her, and that was, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you into bankruptcy. And the last time I checked, Vincent, that was not a crime. And I was going to sue her into bankruptcy because she was trying to rob me of my farm by putting fraudulent court orders onto me. You know, and by fraudulent, I mean that it looked like a court order, but at the bottom, instead of a judge's name and a judge's registration number and a judge's stamp, there was a name that had been completely made up at the bottom of the court order. And that's a fraud. And she did it through some backcountry courthouse. I'm not allowed to name her. If I name her, then they will send their goons around and they will arrest me and they will put me in jail. I'm not going to do that. And, you know, she will get her justice from God and the universe. So
isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how these people operate? That you're not allowed to mention their names. They hate it when you make them famous. When the corrupt state of Missouri decided they were going to threaten to steal my farm from me and my family, I went after them with a vengeance and literally gave out the names and made those people famous. And they hated it. They literally hated it. And so that's how I responded. I wasn't going to go down without a fight, just like I'm not going down with the Citgo Orslin tractor hydraulic fluid without a fight. Absolutely not. And, there's something called the matter of principle. And some people would say, you're just wasting your time. Principle. Oh, no. I think principle is very important. That's why some of those people who used to be my friends, who have thrown me overboard, will never be my friends again. Because I won't allow it as a matter of principle. You know, when people do some horrendous things, when people try to cheat me, they don't get to do that more than once anymore. It used to be I would turn the other cheek. I don't have any more cheeks to turn. When someone tries to cheat me, we are done, finished, right then and there, on the spot. There is no recovering from it. That's the way I am now. And it took roughly 69 years to arrive at this point of view. Gwyneth, I have no... I know that we're taught to turn the other cheek, but I'm not doing it anymore. I am not going to be bludgeoned and beaten and taken advantage of by the synagogue of greed. I'm not going to allow it. Period. And as a matter of fact, you know, the people who have tried to steal from me through the credit card theft, I think we should have something like the Hunger Games, not the Hunger Games, the Purge. I don't know if you've ever seen the Purge, but, you know, one night a year, you know, it's anything goes. Okay, but you're not allowed to attack the government. Well, whoever tries to cheat and steal from the little people, I'm speaking facetiously, figuratively. But wouldn't it be nice if we had something like the Purge and we actually let these guys loose and then we went after them, like in a hunt, and they were the prey for once. Just for once they were the prey. And I don't know, maybe we get 10 rounds in our magazine, and then we give them like a 30-second head start, and then the hunt begins. Now, I'm speaking facetiously, I'm speaking figuratively, I'm not speaking literally, but what I'm saying is I'm frosted. And there needs to be a penalty. There needs to be a penalty that's commensurate with the crime and crimes that are being committed. So, for example, people say, well, you know, it's the Chinese government. It's really not the little people. Nonsense. The Chinese are counterfeiters. They're great counterfeiters. They counterfeit U.S. currency, silver dollars. They counterfeit all kinds of parts. And they sell them, these substandard parts. And who is the beneficiary of these substandard parts? People like me, who put them in our cars, and then we find out that they break. Over and over and over again. And there's no alternative. So it's the little people in China that make these parts for the corporation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a quick announcement. According to FoxBusiness.com, the latest coronavirus relief law, which the resident signed, gives many workers who have been laid off over the past year the option to resume employer-based health insurance from April 1st through September 30th. And it's free for many of you. So if you've been laid off as a result of the corona panic, and you had health insurance, normally you can sign up for COBRA, and C-O-B-R-A, that's a comprehensive health coverage plan for people who've been laid off. It's typically $600 to $2,000 a month. Well, it's now for free for many of you. So check that out. You can go to your favorite search engine, which is probably DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com, and look that up, and you'll see free COBRA health insurance, who qualifies, and how to sign up. So I just want to let you know, in case you are one of the lucky people who have been fired as a result of what the Chinese have done to us and the rest of the world. And remember that. Remember who did this. And we said it early on that it was our belief was it was a lab experiment that got out. And now we keep hearing more and more reports well over a year later after we said it that, yeah, that's what it looks like. So this has been the destruction of the planet, the economic destruction, the health destruction, and it seems that the beneficiaries are the governments who, they get the best health care. You know, people at the highest level of government get the best health care. And by the way, the president, previous president, Donald J. Trump, said y'all ought to get your vaccination. Now, I don't know if he got his because I haven't read anything about him getting one, but y'all, according to him, should get yours. I'm not getting mine. Norm Shealy's not getting his, and most of our instructors are in the same camp that Dr. Shealy and I are in, and that's we're not going to do it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, actually. I was going to say, do not get the coronavirus vaccination. Our federal health minister here in Australia, by the name of Greg Hunt, he went and got his coronavirus vaccine, and I think they must have told all of these politicians that they would be getting saline solution or something in their vaccination. He obviously did not get saline solution in his vaccination. And 2 days after he was vaccinated, he found himself seriously ill and in the intensive care unit at Canberra Hospital. So this is extremely common. And not only that, it changes your DNA. It's an experiment. This is not a vaccine. It's a genetic modification. It goes in and it changes your DNA. And the DNA sequence of any creature is a profoundly amazing thing to actually contemplate. But I found out something the other day, and that is that the human genome is especially wonderful because it has a particular sequence in it. The base pairs of DNA, they run in a sequence that every tenth molecule, there's a different type of molecule. There's a sulfur molecule every tenth molecule, and then every sixth molecule, and then every fifth molecule, and then every sixth molecule, and then it goes back to the tenth molecule. Now, that number sequence, 10-6-5-6, is really, really special because in the Hebrew alphabet, the tenth letter is Y or Yod, the sixth letter is He or H, the fifth letter is W. I might have this wrong, okay? But it's YHWH is encoded into our DNA, into our very DNA. It's like that when God made us, he signed our name. Because, you know, when you do a really good work of art, Vincent, and you're really proud of it, you sign your name on the bottom of it. I'm an artist. I do drawings and paintings sometimes. That's what I do. And that's what God did to everyone.
He's got artwork.
And they are messing with this on a deeply spiritual level.
He's got artwork all over our home.
Yeah.
That my mom painted in oils, and it's signed because she was proud of it. We'll be right back. I'd like to talk about what happened in Italy when a 57-year-old man got the vaccine and died.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.